I can.
Let's try that without the snorkel. Welcome back to the Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Sladek, your host. This is where you tune in to get smart about membership. As you can see, I am donning snorkeling equipment today. I have a story to tell that I think is applicable to membership and our work as associations. So first, I'm going to start by telling you I'm not very good around water. Sarah is not very waterproof. Well, okay, I'm going to retract that and say Sarah's not a very good swimmer. I am not that great of a swimmer. As a child, spent a ton of time swimming in swimming pools, but I wasn't a really great swimmer, like to do laps and to do things in deep water. Deep water scares me a little bit. So first time I went snorkeling, I really had no idea what I was doing. We got on a boat. We went way out into the ocean, a lot further than I thought we were going to go. And then the captain of the boat said, "Everybody jump off the boat, put on your snorkeling equipment, swim over to that amazing coral reef." Did I see the coral reef? No, because I jumped into the water and immediately panicked. I was unable to just relax and take a moment to look around. I was unable to get over the fact that I could not see bottom. It was so incredibly deep, and I could not get over the fact that I was somewhere in the middle of the ocean and there was no sight of land, and it just terrified me to my soul. And I wasn't in the water for very long. Let's put it that way. The second time I went snorkeling, I could see bottom. I did well, and I was able to relax and master it. And the third time I went snorkeling was amazing. It's one of my best memories. I went to one of my worst memories of that first time snorkeling to one of my best memories the third time snorkeling. And that time I was in Hawaii and I was able to snorkel side by side with sea turtles. And it was amazing. One of my best experiences ever. Okay. So the moral of the story is this. There are things that we try that don't go so great the first time, but we have to keep trying and focus on the good things, right? So in associations, I like to do this exercise when I work with association clients, where I talk through and lead organizations through this process called ghosts and legends. So ghosts is thinking about that as I just shared a ghost, that a story that terrifies me of that first snorkeling experience. It didn't go as planned. What is your ghost in your association? What's holding you back, preventing you from reaching your full potential? Maybe it instills so much fear that you've been unable to get back out there and get in the water again and try all over again. I find that a lot of organizations get stuck, sometimes without even realizing it. They're stuck on the past. They're stuck on, "We tried that once, it didn't work." How many times have you heard that? "We've been there, done that, didn't work, so we're not going to try again." But it's those types of attitudes and fixation on those negative experiences that prevent an organization from moving forward. We are unable to overcome those fears. We are unable to look at things through a view of abundance and opportunity. Instead, associations will focus on scarcity and limits and boundaries. And there's no way we could do that again because it didn't work the first time. So we have to talk about all the ghosts and do this with a team and get all the information out there. What is holding our organization back from reaching its full potential? But then we talk about the legends. The legends, the things that we are so incredibly proud of, things that invoke feelings of real positivity, pride, achievement, things that warm our hearts. It's emotional. It's inspirational. You know, a lot of times we don't like to think about the feelings that membership invokes, but it is true. Membership is an emotional commitment. It is something that we want to be a part of community, and it is something where we need to learn from fear. Those fears of failure, we need to be able to overcome that. It is something we choose very intentionally. Unlike any product or service, membership is a relationship. It's a relationship with ourselves, a commitment to ourselves. It's a relationship and investment in the organization and its mission, as well as a relationship and investment in the community. So, as an association, it's really important that we take time to think about what are our legends. In other words, what's the great work that we are doing that maybe not very many people know about? It's legendary. It's often hidden. It's secretive. Sometimes we get so fixated on the day-to-day that we forget to talk about the things that we're really proud of, the great momentum that's happening in our organizations. We skim over the legends and we fixate on the ghosts. So as a team, I would encourage you to flip the switch, to have some conversations internally. What's holding us back from reaching our full potential? Number one. And number two, what are we really proud of? What achievements are we really proud of? What makes us feel very positive? What are those legends that maybe we're not always talking about? And let's bring those to the forefront. Just like with snorkeling. First time was horrible. Second time, it was okay. I was adjusting. I was learning. Third time was amazing. So don't give up. Don't lose hope. Keep trying and really concentrate on where you're focusing your energies and your efforts. Is it on the ghosts or the legends? And by all means, whatever you do, just get back in the water. Thanks for tuning in.